This week I want to look at various issues associated with the Bracha of Shehiyanu, which is said on new things, and to discuss some of the relevant halachot which apply to when we say the Bracha and how we say the Bracha and what things we say the Bracha on. So most famously, when you have a new fruit, you say the Bracha of Shehiyanu. This is based on the Gemara in Masechet Eruvin, which says that in actual fact you say the Bracha of Shehiyanu when you first see the fruit on the tree, because you're in a happy state of mind, you've got simcha for seeing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creations in nature have been renewed and refreshed at this season. However, the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Reish Kaf Hei Seif Gimel says that even though that's the Ikar Din, nevertheless, the minhag is that we say the Bracha of Shehiyanu only when we eat the fruit rather than when we actually see it. What's the reason for this change in minhag? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, because that not everybody has simcha when they see the fruit, and for some people the time of simcha is really when they eat the fruit. You're not so excited you see it on a tree, it's not available to you. But when it's available to you, then you're excited and happy, and therefore you say the bracha. Such people would say the bracha when they eat rather than when they see it. And therefore, for standardization, mishum lo plug, so everybody says the bracha b'shat achila. The Aruch HaShulchan gives another answer, and he says because there's a machloket, that's when you should actually say the bracha, even when it's on the tree. Is it as soon as it's started sprouting and developing, or is it not until it's fully formed? And if it's not until it's fully formed, then there's always a question, what stage is the fruit completed? But certainly it's completed b'shat achila. Nobody eats a fruit before it's finished being formed. And therefore, that's the best thing to do, is to wait till the shat achila, the time that you eat it, and then it's definitely reached the point at which one can say the bracha of Shehiyanu. An interesting discussion comes up in the Achronim about a person who's not particularly excited at all about a new fruit. Mangoes are now just in season. A person likes mangoes, but it's not a point of great simcha for him. Should he say bracha of Shehiyanu? So Rav Vosne in Shevet Halevi, Chelek Dalad Simon Kafhei, he says that seeing as the bracha of Shehiyanu is a bracha which is a rashut, there's no obligation to say it, but there's an option to say it. So in such a case, a person shouldn't say the bracha. However, other poskim, Rav Eliashiv and Reb Chaim Kanievsky, they are of the opinion that seeing as Chazal were metakeing that a person should say bracha v'shechianu on a new fruit, then even if that individual doesn't personally get simcha, nevertheless, it's correct to say the bracha v'shechianu. The Mishnah Berurah brings in the name of the Prima Gadim an interesting discussion about the order of the brachot. When you're eating a fruit, you've got two brachot to say. You need to say the bracha of Borei Pri Eitz on the fruit, and also the bracha of Shehiyanu on the first time that you're eating it. So what's the correct order? So the Prima Gadim is the opinion that ideally one should say the bracha of Shehiyanu first, and then afterwards say the bracha of Borei Pri Eitz, because the bracha of Shehiyanu would be an interruption between the Borei Pri Eitz and eating the fruit, especially since the bracha of Shehiyanu is a rashut, is an optional bracha. He says another alternative would be to say the bracha of Borei Pri Eitz, take a bite of the fruit, and then say the bracha of Shehiyanu. Seeing as you're still involved in eating the fruit for the first time, you can certainly still say the bracha of Shehiyanu. But he says that b'di'avad, if a person said the bracha of Borei Pri Eitz first, and then said the bracha of Shehiyanu, then that would also be acceptable. The Aruch HaShulchan says that the minhag, the general minhag, is to say the bracha of Borei Pri Eitz and then the bracha of Shehiyanu. And indeed, that's what the Kaf HaChaim and other poskim say that one should correctly do. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says his own practice is not like that, because he thinks that, number one, we've got a problem of hefsek, and number two, he says that the correct order of the brachot is actually Shehiyanu followed by Borei Pri Eitz, because as we've already established, that the bracha of Shehiyanu should rightly be said when the fruit is on the tree, much earlier, when you first see the fruit. So therefore, you've got the fruit on the table in front of you. It's now already time to say the bracha of Shechianu. That's when you should say the bracha of Shechianu. And then afterwards, when you're eating it, you'll say the bracha of Borei Pri Eitz. So that's really the correct order, and therefore there's no problem with doing it in that way at all. That which raises in my own mind the interesting question that some of the poskim say that on Rosh Hashanah night, second night, when you have a pri chadash because of the bracha of Shechianu, that you should be careful not to make a hefsek that's between saying Shechianu in Kiddush and then having Hamotzi and everything, not to make too many interruptions between before eating the fruit, because the bracha of Shechianu goes on the new fruit. And indeed, some poskim say it's actually best to eat the new fruit before Hamotzi even, so that the Shechianu goes on it. But according to what the Aruch HaShulchan is saying, that seeing as in any event you're supposed to say the bracha of Shechianu much earlier, that's, you don't really need to worry at all about a hefsek there. So that's just a question. Ad kan.